From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Commodity markets are still unsure how to react following news President Trump is preparing to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping during the G20 summit in Argentina this month. Market analyst Matt Bennett tells Ag Day it's not clear if the talks are on solid ground or more of a political statement, and we're not likely to know until the 29th of November. But either way, it has certainly changed the mood of the markets. You've already got plant-based alternatives to beef products, so why not take it a step further? A plant-based tuna alternative is now available for consumers. North Carolina-based Atlantic Natural Foods says its Tuno, made from non-GMO textured soy flour, is now distributed to major retailers under the Loma Lina brand. AgWeb.com reports ANF began developing its Tuno seafood alternative 5 years ago, and it's available online at Amazon, but will soon be sold at select natural retailers and traditional grocers such as Walmart, Safeway, and others by early next year. The last AgriPulse poll shows U.S. farmers are staying optimistic about President Trump's policies despite lingering concern about the economic conditions in agriculture right now. From 0 to 10, with 10 being the best, farmers gave an average score of just under 6 when asked about the financial conditions of their own operations. They gave higher scores to some of Trump's trade actions and his administration's efforts to roll back regulations. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.